Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved brethren, is a celebration of the appearance of the Tikhvinskaya icon, her Mother of God. It was quite a miracles were happening. It's first of all, it was a big light, a giant light, and in the light it seemed to be an icon just floating through the air, just coming. And then when the people saw it, and they wanted it to come down, but the Mother of God didn't want to come down to that place, and they went a different place, and the people followed, and then they saw her. When they prayed hard, and the Mother of God let her icon come down right to them, and they have venerated the icon and were so happy, and they decided going to build a chapel right there on the spot where the icon came down, and they started to get logs, and they started to build the chapel. They made three rows already of the logs around, and it was at the end of the day, and most of the people went away, but they left several of them to continue to pray and to guard the icon, be by the icon, and they prayed all night long. They had a carpus and then all kinds of cannons, and prayed their heart out to the Mother of God, and then towards the dawn they were exhausted, and they have fallen asleep, and as they fell asleep, only for a short time, and then when they woke up, and nothing is there, icon is gone, all the logs that were built around already three rows, it is gone, all the chips from the wood is gone, all the other logs, everything is gone. And they couldn't understand that, and they were so saddened that the Mother of God decided to go away from them. And they started to go out and search for the icon, and for a long time they couldn't find the icon. Finally, they see again a bright, bright light, and they go to that place, and there, all of a sudden, they see all that unfinished chapel with the three rows of the logs around is standing on the ground, and all the chips from the wood that were cut, and all the other logs. Everything is there in that spot, and the icon was right on the west side of the on the east, standing as you put your icon corners always facing the east. Well, and the icon was standing there, and they were so happy, and they started to continue to build the chapel, and they figured out the Mother of God wanted the chapel to be in that place. And as they were finishing the chapel, and there is a very pious man walking in the woods a little further on, and all of a sudden he feels such a fragrance all around. He couldn't believe it, where it can come from. And all of a sudden he looks up and he sees a log that's fallen from the tree. The Mother of God is sitting there with the staff in her hand, and right next to her is somebody in the very bright costume with the robes, which is actually with St. Nicholas. He was there, and he falls down flat on his face from seeing such a miracle, and the St. Nicholas comes over to him and picks him up and says, Mother of God wants to tell you something, and he leads him to the Theotokos, to the Mother of God, and she tells him tell the priests over there, they're building the chapel, and the people that don't put that metal cross on top, but put a wooden cross on top. This is my wish. And the man said, Holy Mother of God, if I tell them, they won't believe me. They wouldn't believe that I saw you, and they won't believe that it's your wish. And she said, well, in that case, don't worry about it. There will be a miracle done that they'll believe you. And as he comes over to the people that are building, and they're about to take the cross and put it installed on top of the chapel. And he tells them that he saw the Theotokos, the Mother of God, and asked them not to do that, to put a wooden cross over there. And of course, they didn't want to believe him. And the priest said, no, go ahead and put that cross up. And he climbs up on the top of the chapel and the roof, and he's about to put the cross on. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes a big hurricane and just picks off the man with the metal cross that he had in his hands, and takes him off the roof and puts him right on the ground without doing any damage to him, without hurting him at all. So then they understood that it was a matter of God's wish, truly, that they're going to put another cross on there. And the man brought him to where the Mother of God was sitting on the log, and they took that log, and out of that log they made a cross for the chapel. And so many miracles were happening. Of course, there was one time the fire took the chapel. It burned, but the cross it didn't burn, and the one that was on top, and miraculous. And the icon of the Mother of God wasn't there. She replaced it before the fire took. Another time there was a fire, in the bigger chapel, and at that time the whole chapel was burned down, but the Mother of God's icon, Tikhvinska icon, was there in its place, and without having any damage at all, the fire wouldn't touch it. And of course, miracles after miracles were happening all over. The Mother of God is always doing miracles through her icons. It's the first icon that was painted. She blessed it, and she said that she will be always helping through the icons. My beloved, she does that today. All we have to do is come with faith. You know, she is our mother. She has taken received the grace of the love from the Lord, and she loves us so much that she wants us to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven, just like her son. He died for us. He died for us to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. And she is willing to do everything to take us even by hand, like little children, and bring us to her son, and her son and God, and bring us to him so that he will save us. My beloved, we have to learn to love the Mother of God more and approach her more. She's so powerful against the evil ones, against the filthy scums. When they attack, they're so afraid of her. And you try always, when you start to have bad feelings in your heart, it means like depressions or something like that, well, immediately cry out to the Mother of God and they ask her to please take away the depression, because the depression is actually is a visitation of the enemy. The enemy got too close or even nestled into your heart, and you have to kick him out. And he can't survive when he hears you praying to the Mother of God. course, it has to be done from your heart. You have to do that. You have to believe that the Mother God is always willing to save you as a little child that is in trouble. Know that every mother, that when she sees a little tyke, a little child being in trouble, she's going to go there immediately to try to rescue the child. And she won't, if need to be, she won't sleep, she won't do anything, but she's going to be by her child if he's sick and so on. And this is, we here, the people on earth, if we have that kind of love, well, the Mother of God has much more love than all the mothers probably put together in the world. And she wants our salvation badly, and she is willing to pray for us. But she also knows that she cannot do it against our will. We have to want that salvation ourselves also. The biggest trouble is that too many times we're too busy with everything in the world, and we are so engulfed in the process of living in this world that we don't even think about the kingdom of heaven, and we don't think of the Mother of God and how to fight the passions, how to conquer them, and how to be able to prepare ourselves and clean our hearts so they'll become the temple for the God, the Holy Trinity. But Mother of God, please continue to help us. I know you will. I know. And please, don't allow the filthy scums to rule our life through our body, through the world, and through today's new communications and the TVs and the internet and so on. Because there's so much, and the attack is being thrown on us, so much temptations are being thrown on us through these mediums. And try to, Mother of God, try, continue to try to lead us by the hand and to right into the fold of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we'll be able to be together with all of you in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.